This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Whether you're a caregiver or a parent or just worn out by the pandemic, you probably need a break. And a while back on this show, we talked about the idea of revenge travel and how Americans were ready to spend their money to make up for lost time. Well, according to TripAdvisor's recent spring travel index, over 53% of Americans, me included, are planning on taking a trip this spring, even though the price for travel has gone way up. We heard before from Sarah Fazenden, founder of Vidiri Travel, and we decided to check back in.
Since the last time we spoke, things are continuing to just explode in travel. Things are very, very busy right now. And I think the industry, you know, as a whole has really shifted towards recovery, sustained growth, and feeling really excited about the future. After 2 years, basically, of lost time, I think a lot of travelers and families in particular are looking at the next, you know, 3 or 4 years, right? As you've got, you only have kids, you know, at home for a certain amount of time. And we know we want to take these trips in the next couple of years. And so we're seeing a lot of people come to us planning many trips at the same time, which is wonderful. Our biggest challenge right now is, I guess, our version of supply chain issues. Everything is taking longer to create a custom itinerary, from getting contract rates from hotels, getting answers from our partners overseas. You know, it's just taking longer. I think staffing is a problem. So, you know, during the pandemic, a lot of companies had to let people go. So everybody is just overworked right now, and everything is taking a really long time. And so we're constantly having to explain to travelers and manage their expectations accordingly. We are very excited about the future. I'm excited to continue to grow my team. I'm excited to strengthen relationships with our partners on the ground. You know, instead of just booking something, I think we have a really unique opportunity to invest together in experiences, create preferred partnerships with hotels and lodges all around the world in a way that is just a little bit more deep and meaningful than simply making a booking. And so that's what I'm most excited about, is exploring new ways to partner and collaborate that we never even would have been on our radar in 2019. I think for me personally, planning safaris in Africa are my absolute favorite. There's nothing quite like it. 9 times out of 10, people come home and use words like life-changing, magical, you know, awe-inspiring, in a way that I just don't know many places consistently have that really visceral, emotional reaction to a travel experience.
That was Sarah Fazenden out of Colorado.